Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime mob. What? No. What? What? No. Give you buck. No. 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 Yeah. Well, I'm a ghetto bitch.
Welcome back into the midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here on a Friday. That song, the choice of one, Roddy Nabalsi, UGASports.com. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Roddy, it sounds like Georgia is ready for a fight.
Yeah, they absolutely are. The question is, can they get it done? I was all week long, I've been picking Alabama to win this game just based on the fact that Georgia plays differently when they play Alabama. It's right. It's the same thing. You know, they would try different things against Alabama trying to break the streak. And from what I'm hearing from inside the program, they're treating this like they did the Tennessee game. They're not treating it any differently than any other game. They're a lot calmer, not as much tension. They're focusing on themselves, as they say. And I don't think that this squad of kids has the same mental block that, you know, past Georgia teams did. I don't think Kirby's going to treat this game differently like he has past Alabama games. The problem is Georgia's not as talented as they used to be. But nor is Alabama. So I'm going to wind up picking Georgia to win this one, basically, you know, on the fact that it's a home game, and I think Georgia has a better running game. The team that can run the ball better wins this football game. If Georgia can run and keep Alabama off the field, then, you know, Ty Simpson can't pick you apart. So I'm going with Georgia, and I think this might be the one where they kind of get that monkey off their back, and, you know, the Georgia players bow up. They know how much this means to Kirby, and they know how much it means to the Georgia fan base. They've got a record of homes to protect, so they're ready to knock.
Roddy, what's the health of Georgia right now? I know that, you know, it looks like Ernest Renn's going to still be out, but what's going on, especially up front for the offensive line?
Well, you're going to have Bo Hewley out there and Juan Gaston. Juan Gaston's back. I thought that, and I know he got work during the week at right tackle, and I thought, okay, that kid's really good. The problem is, if you put him at right tackle and start the game that way, then you have, you know, maybe Dontrell Glover and Juan Gaston side by side, two true freshmen,
right?
Who are going up against Alabama, and maybe they would do fantastic, you know. And then he's like, well, what if we bring Micah Morris, you know, the senior from the left side, and put him on the right side, so that each guy has an upperclassman, you know, beside them. Well, then you're kind of messing up the, you know, continuity that you have on the left side, which right. has been kind of reliable for you. So it gets a little tricky over there. So I think they'll basically start Bo Hewley, who, you know, he played 15 snaps at Tennessee and did pretty good. I mean, couldn't have played worse than Georgia had been playing to that point. So, now's Bo's chance. You know, he needs to knuckle up. You know, this is a guy who, if you want to be the, and I don't think Ernest Green's going to be back for some time.
Right.
So if you really, here's your chance. You want to be a pro, you want to be the man, you come in and you save the right side of that offensive line with Big Juan beside you, and you claim it. We've seen guys do this in the past. They come in, I think like Warren McClendon, every year we kept saying, who's going to take Warren McClendon's job? You know, Kirby got a new 5-star offensive tackle. And Warren McClendon is like, nobody's taking my damn job. So I think this might be Bo Hewley's chance to shine.
Roddy, when I look at Georgia heading into the bye week, coming off of that Tennessee game, and I look at what Alabama brings at quarterback, but more specifically at wide receiver, and you saw certainly what Williams and Bernard can do over the course of last year in that Georgia game, but through the early stages of this year as well at times. The big question to me is, can Georgia's defense hold up against the big play differently than it did against Alabama? They've had a week to plan and prep for that, but I just don't know if I feel any different right now about the secondary and about the pass rush preventing Ty Simpson from going deep.
No, you shouldn't. Georgia has, I mean, they were exposed against Tennessee. We kept talking about how, you know, can Ellis Robinson take on, you know, Daniel Spott, you know, Baylen Everett's kind of a lockdown corner. And come to see that, you know, Baylen has issues on short passes, and the other side is just a pass interference call waiting to happen or a big play. So there should not be a lot of confidence in Georgia's secondary. You have a really good safety in K.J. Bolden, but that's only one. Mm. You don't have a second safety that you're like, ah, look what he's doing. I mean, even when you had K.J. was a freshman, you know, at least you still had Dan Jackson who could come back there and play. And then, you know, you had guys like Kamari Lasser on one side, and remember Darian Kendrick on another side, and you're like, okay, we can put Georgia's guys on an island. And then, you know, the safeties are going to come up and knock heads and stop the run, and they can help out in bracket coverage. You just don't have that same confidence in it, and you don't have confidence that Georgia can get to the quarterback and affect him, you know, with a lot of sacks and hurries and you know, rush plays to really get into his face. So you've got to be worried about the secondary. So I think it's going to come down to Georgia's going to have to scheme around it. They're going to have to go against what Kirby normally likes to do, which is, you know, he likes to take away the run and load up and make you beat him through the air. I think with the questions that Alabama has in the run game, you protect the pass first, dare them to run the ball, then rely on your guys up front to stop that. So it'll be, like I said, that's not Kirby treating Alabama differently. That's just treating that offense as great at throwing the ball, whereas you're weak at defending it, and they have a more questionable run game, and you have a pretty good run defense. So I think the idea there is just, you know, you're going to have to help out your secondary because they haven't shown that they can stop anybody yet.
I think, Roddy, how much of that is attributed to the Tennessee offense? Because, I mean, Kirby, he wants to play man-to-man. We understand that. That's what he wants to do. So do you attribute any of that to the Tennessee defense, or is it just these guys aren't where they need to be? Because these are both – I mean, hell, three of these guys are all five-star, as people like, whatever that means for the people, five-star guys playing cornerback.
Yeah, well, they're not as good as they should be.
Right.
That's just that. We can sugarcoat it. We can rip the recruiting rankings. We can. You know, I'm in the recruiting business. Been doing it, you know, 30 some odd years. And sometimes you overhype a guy, you know. And Ellis Robinson's got the tools. When Georgia got Baylen Everett away from Clemson at the last second, I'm like, this is huge for Georgia, and he has been. And most of the time down the field, Baylen Everett is locked down. Now, short passes, you know, slants, hitches, he'll give those up. But no one will go, you know, completely undefeated in a secondary. But when you look at the other side, it's like, should I go after number seven? Should I go after number one? Yeah, I should. And then if you've got Janelle Aguero at star and he's in man coverage, he's going to get burned. It's just going to happen. So now in zone, he's very good. Against the run, he's fantastic. So these are good players. They're not elite. And when you're going up against Ryan Williams, he's elite.
Right.
and we saw that Tennessee has some elite playmakers on the edge, and they gashed Georgia. So you got good guys, but they're not shutdowns like you've had in the past. So I think the Georgia fans have to just accept the fact that you've got very good players, but you don't have the dominance that you used to because, I mean, there's so many Georgia players who were starting elsewhere. You got a starting cornerback at Penn State. You know, right. You got your best pass rusher is starting at Missouri. Yeah, your starting quarterback is actually at Miami. So it's the parity and the transfer in the transfer portal and through NIL has affected these teams like Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia.
Roddy Nabalsi, UGASports.com. Roddy, I know Kirby Smart called him the hottest quarterback in college football, but in reality, what do you think Ty Simpson is right now, and what does he need to be for the Crimson Tide on Saturday night?
That is a quarterback capable of winning a championship by making quick decisions, getting the ball out fast, getting it to the right guys, and being accurate. The one thing you can't teach in college football, you know, quarterbacking, is accuracy. You can teach them how to read. You can teach them all these other things, but accuracy is just like speed. You either have it or you don't, and he has it. So he doesn't have the best, you know, scrambling ability, but Alabama's won multiple championships with a quarterback who, you know, had lead feet. So And again, it's completely different offenses, completely different coaches. But I'm just saying, when you have that amalgamation of talent around you, he's gonna distribute the ball, he's gonna protect it, and he's gonna be a very good quarterback. There's a reason that everybody he was so highly ranked, and he's again 41 to 46. I don't care who it is. That's phenomenal. You had 7 touchdowns to 5 incompletions in that same span. That's hard to do in practice. So I give him all the credit in the world. Now, can he do that away from Tuscaloosa? Can he do that on the road? Can he do it in front of a hostile crowd? Can he do it with facing a much better secondary than he's faced so far? Yeah, that's where the question comes in. So we'll know a lot more about him. Just like last week was a revelation about what would Georgia have in Gunnar Stockton, you will now know what you have in Ty Simpson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this offense right now, Georgia's offense, is it just as good or better than last year's offense right now?
I think it's better.
Okay.
Mainly because what could you not do last year? You couldn't run the ball.
Right.
Well, these guys can run it. And, of course, every time Georgia runs it, everyone pulls their hair out, and I'm like, this is what Kirby Smart wants to do. I hope in this game that Georgia never throws it. I would love to see them just – if you can run it all day. Run it 11 times, punch it in the end zone. Just keep – because I don't have faith in Georgia's defense. So if Georgia can keep the ball for, you know, ball control, no turnovers, go back, make this like a 1978 game, a 1981 game. Make it a ball control, you know, ground and pound offense. Give me that against this team. Get out there with a W. You've proven that you can throw it deep when you need to. And, again, that's not saying don't hit Colby Young and don't go to Zach Branch. Branch might have a huge game. Might even see Noah Thomas have a breakout game. Mm-hmm. Not just speculating. Georgia has a lot of talent on the edges, but last year they couldn't stop the run and they couldn't run the ball. This year they can run the ball. So just from that status alone, I will give this offense more a higher grade than last year's. Now, they've only played one tough game.
Right.
But they did put up 44 points. So, in your one test, you've proved it. So, and with a small sample size, we'll say this offense is better than last year's.
The AP poll doesn't ultimately mean much, Roddy, but if Georgia wins this game, no matter how it looks, do you think they'll get at least one first-place vote?
Yeah, I think they'll start to get the benefit of the doubt, just like, Alabama did for years and Ohio State's done for years. I think you'll have one person out there saying, okay, they took on a good Tennessee team. They took on a good Alabama team. Let's see who do they have next. Texas isn't filling us with fear. Florida, yeah, they got that one. Kentucky, sure. Yeah, so anyway, or Mississippi State, they start going down the list, and a lot of those voters, based on where they think things are going to wind up, not how the teams are today. And then, you know, and the others vote differently, which is why you see an 0-2 ranked Notre Dame still being ranked. It's like, wait a minute, you're obviously, you know, voting on what you think is going to happen at the end. You think they'll be back in it? There's no way you can rank an 0-2 team as a top 25 team based on what you've seen so far. So my point is, you're going to see at least one voter say, "Hey, yeah, I think Georgia's got it all together." They also getting the monkey off their back, you know, beating Alabama at one. The one thing Kirby Smart has not done, he's won championships, he's won conferences, he's changed the mathematics in every rivalry that Georgia has, be it Tennessee, South Carolina, Auburn, Florida. He has turned all those narratives on their head, but the one he hasn't done is Alabama. And if he beats them, I think people are going to be like, okay, Saban's gone. Kirby's still here, and Kirby is not, he doesn't have to contend with Alabama anymore. So let's give them a number one vote.
Roddy, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.
Sounds like he flipped over the course of that interview. Started real quickly within Alabama.
Roddy.
I know. He went to Georgia winning this thing pretty quickly, and I think that's where I'm at as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.